Hundreds of novels by Black writers have been rated on the popular site Goodreads. At least 30 of those novels have more than 100,000 ratings, and the most assessed African-American novels on Goodreads have over 200,000 ratings. You're listening to Remarkable Receptions, a podcast about popular and critical responses to African-American novels. The Goodreads ratings can tell us about the numbers of readers with an interest in expressing their valuation of a novel. Those novels with hundreds of thousands of ratings, we can generally assume, have been read by large numbers of people. Of course, we don't want to read too much into ratings. Sometimes, critically acclaimed novels might have fewer ratings than less well-known books. Whatever the case, Goodreads, when added with calculations from other sites, can provide us with useful information concerning public responses to Black books. Two critically acclaimed African-American novels, Toni Morrison's 1987 Beloved and Colson Whitehead's 2016 The Underground Railroad, each have more than 360,000 ratings on Goodreads. And two additional African-American novels have far more. Alice Walker's 1982 novel, The Color Purple, has 617,000 ratings on Goodreads. The popularity of the novel on that site is perhaps somewhat expected since Walker's book won prestigious awards and was adapted into a movie and Broadway play. What is surprising, though, is Britt Bennett's 2020 novel, The Vanishing Half. As of February 2023, the book has 649,000 ratings on Goodreads. That's an astonishing number for a recent novel that has not been adapted into a movie and that has not received extensive media attention. Somehow, Bennett's work resonated with reader raters on Goodreads, and they rated her book more than they did Pulitzer Prize and National Book Award-winning novels. Why The Vanishing Half receives so many more ratings, hundreds of thousands more, than canonical works and various other works remains a mystery. But thankfully, the ratings on Goodreads provide us with one measure of a remarkable reception. This episode was written by Howard Ramsey and Kenton Ramsey. The episode was edited by Elizabeth Calley. Remarkable Receptions is part of the Black Literature Network, a joint project from African American Literary Studies at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, and the History of Black Writing at the University of Kansas. The project was made possible by the generous support of the Mellon Foundation. For more information, visit blacklitnetwork.org.